Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all and welcome to Prophecy Tonight. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all that's live with me tonight. I definitely know that God has a word for all of us tonight. God bless those that are in the chat room. Not in the chat room, those that will come later to retrieve this broadcast, and those that are listening via internet. Before I take the first caller for prophecy tonight, I'm going to just have a Bible scripture read I prayed prior to coming live. Can we call 832? Can you just read a Bible scripture for me? God
yes,
bless you.
Yes, amen. God bless you. We're coming out of Psalm 72, verse 17. His name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed.
Amen. What a powerful scripture. God bless you for that. And make sure you stay with us to the ending of the show, if God permits.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you all. I'm going to open up the phone lines. Just let me know how it can be a blessing to your life on this evening. God bless you. Thank you for calling into the show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller, so I just wanted to listen and understand about more about the radio show.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the United Kingdom.
Oh, God bless your heart. Okay. Well, Prophecy Night, I basically just speak the word of God over that caller's life or that individual who calls in or inquire about a question. And the whole purpose of Prophecy Night is to help you in your life or your ministry. And the whole bottom line is to bring you nearer to God.
Sure, thank you. When you said question, do you do like readings, or it's more spiritual questions?
Okay, well, I don't do reading. I'm going to say I do prophecy, and there is a difference. If you want a personal prophecy that is not done on the air, but it's done by appointment only. But on the air, you are entitled to inquire about what you feel that you want to speak about briefly on this 30-minute segment show.
Sure. I don't have a question as such. I just want to listen and experience the show.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give my information. And if you feel that it's necessary to speak with me further, by all means, free to do so. Okay?
Sure. Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling in so far away. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, God bless the caller. God is blessing the show for so many to come so far away. If you need to reach me, there's two ways you can reach me. I'm on Facebook, .com, Prophetess Ellen Bynum Ministries, or you can reach me at propheticministriesgmail.com. I'm just so delighted tonight what God is doing. I'm going to open up another caller tonight. God bless you. Thank you for calling into the show.
Yes, hello.
Yes, God bless you.
I would like any words from God concerning this season.
Wow. Well, one good thing that I can tell you, just from the moment you open in your voice, there's a lot of good things for you this season. And for you to experience those things, you're going to have to definitely discipline yourself. Now, there's specific areas that you are seeking by the grace of God to walk in for the season. And God's favor over your life is greatly. Are you in the ministry of God?
No, not at the moment.
Now, can you explain to me what that means?
I'm not involved in any ministry work.
Do you attend church at all?
Ma'am?
Do you attend church at all? Do you go?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me tell you why I'm asking that. Are you aware that they are considering an assignment at this church for you? Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not.
Did you inquire about an assignment there?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, they're considering an assignment there for you. I don't know how active you are there, but how can I say it? Your description came up. Okay?
Okay.
Now, yes. Now, what I want you to understand, everything that I'm telling you is only going to happen if you first develop a relationship with God and that you turn your life fully over to God. Now, the reason why I'm talking to you like that, because I want you to clearly understand we want the good things to happen in our life, and they will happen. But it also requires us to do something. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, because I'm not only a prophet, but I consider myself a true prophet of God and a woman of God, and I always ask this question. Are you ready? Are you ready and prepared? If I say to you tonight, are you ready to fully dedicate your life to God? What would you tell me?
Yes.
Okay, would you like to do that on the show?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to have one of my helpers, Erico 832. I'm just going to have her read a scripture to you, and then I'm going to have her play for you. And I'll take it over from there. Area code 832?
Yes. I'm going to come out with the same scripture for some reason in the hand of my heart. I'm coming from Psalm 72, verse 17. His name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun. And men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Verse 17, blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wonderful things. And I thank God for the reading of his word, Psalm 72, verse 17
and 18. Amen. All right, well, he's going to dedicate his life to God, and I want you to give him the call of salvation scripture. I guess the most easier one would be Romans 10 and 9.
Yes, but at the moment, I'm not at home. At the moment. I had the scripture, I knew.
All right. Okay, I'll take over.
You.
Okay, caller,
okay,
do you believe that God's Son, his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the world that we would be saved? Do you believe that tonight?
Yes.
And do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and my sins, that we would live eternity with him and the kingdom of God?
Yes.
Do you believe that Jesus also was resurrected from the dead and that he lived today and that he does exist today?
Yes.
Okay. With all of that being said, I personally welcome you into the kingdom, and also our helper, our A32, welcome you to the kingdom of God, and those that are listening. I will tell you this, sir, I'm very delighted, and I'm thanking God for what he is doing in his show, where lives are being saved. I want to tell you the key element is that I want you to get back into that church, let the leader, the pastor, know that you have dedicated your life back to Christ and that you need help and being able to understand the sound doctrine of scriptures and speak to him also about water baptism and all of these things that you're going to need. I will tell you that it doesn't mean that the enemy is not going to be angry because you dedicate your life to God. Just say a prayer before God that God will touch you and cover you in the blood. And also, I want you to go back and, you know what I'm going to give you? I want you to read, do you have a Bible?
Yes, I can look up one.
Okay.
Yes.
I want you to read Psalm 23. That's chapter 23:2-3.
Okay.
Okay, before you hang up, I'm just going in the spirit. I'm just going to place my hand upon you. I'm not even going to open my mouth and pray. And the reason for that is because I don't want anything that is going to be spoken out loud to be snatched away from you. So everyone that is listening live, I will be silent for about 10 seconds, but I'll be praying for you, caller. Okay?
Okay.
Don't hang up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Caller, whatever you felt inside when you call has all been removed. Okay?
Okay.
I'm so happy. Where are you calling from? United States or out of the United States?
United States.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, God bless you. I'm happy. So you make sure you get into that church, okay?
Okay.
All right, was there anything else you wanted to ask me?
No, ma'am, not at this moment.
Okay, I'm so happy for you. And once again, welcome into the kingdom of God.
Thank you.
Okay, love you now.
Love you too.
Okay, God bless you. Listeners, that's just how it goes. You know, God is really moving on this broadcast, and I have to brag about the things that God is doing because God is so merciful. He is so awesome. I don't know about anybody else. My day started off rocky, but I thank God for this hour and what he's doing on this broadcast. I mean, souls are being saved, and I thank God. You know, this is still prophecy and what God is doing. And let me tell you something. This is by the hand of God because I'm useless without his power tonight. I know I always need him. Those that are listening via internet, this is power. This is the power of God that is speaking. Let me just give you some upcoming information. On Monday, February 15th, I will have a guest speaker, missionary John Ennis, will come and bless us on Prophecy Night, Monday, February 2nd at 6 p.m. And he is going to be talking about on the title of Are There Kings in the Kingdom? And we're all going to be blessed by that. I know that God is doing something in regards to that. In the month of March of this year, every Wednesday night is only going to be relationship night. And I want you all to tune in the month of March, actually beginning that first Wednesday of March, is going to be our relationship night. Area code 832, just do me a favor. I know you probably have to go off the air. Just check on area code 347 for me, and I'll see you when you return back in the switchboard. And then in the month of April, my co-host, you all are my co-host, April, I'm going to have every Friday night a company of prophets to speak to you all concerning what concerning the word of God, I should say, over your life. Normally these are a 30-minute segment show, but it also goes by to how many callers that we have in the switchboard and how God leads me for the second show. I think just, it was just Monday. Well, I'm not exactly sure what day that it was. We had got a call from Jamaica, where someone had dedicated their life to God. And all of that is a blessing. And I thank God for our caller tonight that's in the U.S. That gave his life to Christ. And God is just doing some awesome things. I want to speak to, the individual that's listening via internet. That's not in the switchboard, and this also could apply to this individual retrieving this broadcast and the archives. I see that there's a little trouble concerning your son. In fact, it's in regards to an upcoming court day that he has. I'm going to be praying along with you that whatever the situation is, God is in charge and God's hand is upon the situation. I'm going to open up the lines back to area code 832. I was concerned about area code 347. I just want to make sure she's okay.
She on. I thought she had called you. She got on this afternoon. She went out.
Okay. Everything is okay?
Everything is fine. Yes, everything is fine.
Oh, okay. Okay, God bless you. You see, I'm checking on, you're welcome, 832. Thank you. You see, I check on my callers, especially those that call into the show all the time. We have 11 minutes left in the show, and if we do not get any more callers in the switchboard, I will end the show through the obedience of the Holy Spirit on tonight. One thing that I want to share with you, God is real. He is so real today to the point that he is standing right next to everyone that's listening to this broadcast live. Sometimes you don't have to open your mouth to speak to him. Sometimes you just have to just say one word, yes. Or some people say, yes, Lord. Whatever it is that you're dealing with and you're not in the switchboard or you didn't call into the show, I'm telling you that he knows all about it. Let your faithfulness in God be the solid foundation of your life and who you are and what your character in Christ is concerning who you are. Make the decision of which way you want to go. You either want to go a good path or a bad path. But either way, make the decision that you want to know. And another thing, do not let nothing distract your purpose. Whatever your purpose is, trust God, believe God, that it shall come to pass on his appointed time. Make no excuse, but be faithful in all that you do for the things of God, and you will begin to see God manifest greater into your life. I believe in my heart and soul that this show tonight, Wednesday, January 13th, was really dedicated for one caller tonight. One person tonight received the Lord Jesus Christ into their life. What a blessing. So with all I was going through today, just that one call has encouraged me and has blessed my life. And I thank God for what he's doing on this show for his people. So be faithful and true to who you are and know that your calling is calling you. I want to take our area code 612. And I'm going to tell you something, area code 612. Wherever you was at, God heard you. God bless you, and thank you for calling into the show.
Yes, thank you for having me. I've been praying a lot today about a lot of things, and I'm just trying to get an answer from the Lord. Anything you can share,
you know,
I appreciate
what?
It.
You know what? I'm going to ask you something. What is your first initial? I'm going somewhere with this. I'm sorry. What is it?
Yeah, it's M.
M. You know what? The Lord told me to ask you what was your first initial. And I'm going to tell you this. When I look at the letter M, I look at master. And master to me is hopefully our Savior and Lord and Jesus Christ. God has heard your prayer. You know what I want you to do tonight? I want you to step back out of it and allow him to work. Just step back and let God move in and work in each area that you pray to God about. I'm not going to discuss them because they are personal areas. But God say now, step back and catch this and let the master take care of it.
Okay, thank you.
Now, wait a minute. I ain't finished with you now. Now, when you pray and become a nervous wreck, then it affects what you prayed for. When you pray for something, and first let me just say, when I pray, sometimes I'm a mess. Let's keep this thing real here. Depending what you're going through. Sometimes you can pray, and 5 minutes later, you're all jacked up, you let the enemy come in, and now he's playing games with your mind. Release the anxiety. Release the stress. Release when and let God come into your life and move in the areas of the life that you need so desperately. I was getting ready to close this show, and God heard your prayer because you came in like lightning. M is for master, and God say, let the master work on your behalf. And it's just another thing I see, too. I see something with your mother. Is she living or deceased?
She's living.
Okay. Are you close with your mother?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Do you listen to your mother?
Yeah. Can you repeat that?
Do you listen to your mother like you should?
Yes, I try.
Okay. I thank you for your honesty. After tonight, you're no longer going to try. Because everything you're planning for, your mother has spoke to you about it. And let me tell you something about a mother. They can be a pain. And they can be so annoying. But the whole bottom line, there's nothing like a mother that loves you and that's concerned about you. And your mother loves you, and your mother's concerned about you. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Now, I have to ask you this question. That also means when she tells you, let's go to church, or come on to church, you have to be faithful in that as well. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Are you saved? Or have
yeah,
you
yes,
dedicated your life to Christ? Okay.
Yes.
Are you faithful? Are you faithful to God?
Yes.
Okay. God has heard your prayer. And I want you to let go and let the Master take care of you. Show your mother a different side. Let your mother know, I went on the show, and the Lord was speaking to this prophet. And everything she was saying is things that I already know and things you already told me. I want you to change that relationship. Love her, because you'll never get another mother like her.
Yes,
okay?
Ma'am.
Were there
yes,
anything
ma'am.
Else? You. Right. Now, wow. Okay. I see a young woman. Is that your girlfriend? I don't mean to be personal, but that's what God is showing me.
Yeah, she's my wife.
Okay. God heard the prayer over that as well, okay? For the sake of privacy, just know that God loves you, and so do I. All right?
Okay.
Okay, be encouraged.
All right, I will.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay,
right,
and I love
you. Thank
you
so much. I appreciate it.
You have no problem. Anytime.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless
I thank
you.
The Lord. God bless you, too. I thank the Lord for that caller, our obedience. We have 2 minutes left in the show. I'm going to take the last two callers, but I do ask you to be obedient in the sake of time. God bless you.
Hi, good evening. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you this evening?
I'm pretty good.
Well, how can I bless you tonight?
I have relationship problems, and I just want to know if I'm the problem or if my fiance is the problem, and what do I need to do to fix it?
Well, You both are the problems in your own way. I think it has a lot to do with obedience, meaning being obedient to one another. Are you both saved?
Absolutely.
Okay. Have you spoke to your pastor about it?
Her pastor is my father. It's me, it's her father.
Okay.
And that's
all right,
the
that's the path. Well, I don't think so. There's a lot of things here, and I'm kind of jumping around for the sake of the privacy concerning the situation. If you stick to biblical principles, then right now this relationship is out of order. And what I was seeing is counsel is needed. Okay?
Okay.
Now there's a difference if the father is giving counsel as a pastor or he's criticizing the relationship. And that needed to be said. I will come back to you and say to you, has God given you this woman? Now, that's the question I'm asking you. Has God given you this woman?
Yes, he has.
Stick to biblical principles. Let nothing come in between that. Now, on the other hand, you can't stop what the father might be telling her. I pray that it is biblical principles that he's telling her. And if it's not biblical principles, then you have to pray for her and that you have to pray for the father as well. Because there's no reason that if y'all following biblical principles that you should be that you should not be dealing with a situation you're dealing with now. But there's a lot more to the story. Because, see, she has to learn to shut her ear, and you have to learn to have more patience. And what I'm saying, stop letting people talk into her ear, and then when she comes with the distraction, you have to ask God for more patience.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. And I know you caught on to what I'm saying.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, now I want the listeners to hear. I can't do this on my own. It takes the power of God to speak truth. And that's all that is happening right here. That's all. Now, I want you to be concerned because too much tampering can destroy a situation. But see, before God have his word crushed to the ground, that ain't going to happen. If he calls something forth, it has to happen. Nor is he going to let you be crushed to the ground. He'll pull you out before he keep you in. So there's a lot of prayer needs here because there's an instigator going on. And see, sometimes when you have instigator speaking in your relationship, it destroys everything. Amen?
Amen.
And that's all you got. That's all that's going on with this situation. You have
okay.
An instigator. Pray for the instigator. Pray for her and pray for your patience. Because I see, you know, you get very hot when things is, you know. You get what I'm saying? And I don't want you like that, okay?
Okay, dear.
And make sure you call back and give us an update on this, what's going on as well.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Anytime. God bless you.
Okay.
God bless you all. The show has ended. I'm still going to take the calls. I don't know if we're recording. Area code 678. I see you there. You will be the last caller for tonight. God bless you, area code 678.
God bless you, too.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. How can I bless you tonight?
I've been on my heart in prayers as well of finding work, and I just want to see what is in store for me in finding work, stable work, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, how long you been without work?
Over 7 months now.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you what I see. I see trouble in your home. I know you're calling about a job, but I see trouble in your home.
Okay.
Are you aware of the situation that's happening right now? And I'm only speaking like that for the sake of your privacy.
I'm not sure. It could be a couple of things that I might be thinking, but I'm not sure if one of them is correct.
It's all of them. It's all of them. And I'm going to tell you something, and I have to speak what God has given me. Right now, the job will come, but I need you to pray for the situation in your home. I really do. Because I see that it's to the point where the situation is just tired out And I don't like to see things like that, because that means that people can leave, something could come in. It could be an altercation, whether it's physical or verbally. So I'm concerned about that. So I want you to pray for your home tonight. You hear me?
Okay. Okay.
Now, I see five people, including yourself, involved. So if I take you away, I'm seeing four people that I want you to pray for. And I'm saying that the four people don't necessarily have to live there, but they could be four people that is close to the family that comes there, so that you understand what I'm saying.
Okay. Yes.
I know you
got
me. Right. Just only for the sake of your privacy. And right now, the job is not even a concern. That's going to come. But there's something that needs to be done in the home first. Okay? And you're the strongest person. So I'm asking you to pray on that situation.
Okay.
Okay? Is it anything else? Is it anything else?
It was looked like a career, but my dealing with the legal aspect with my ex-husband, and want to see would that go in my favor. There will be no fight.
Okay, now that's one of the things that I want you to pray for. But you said it, so long you said it, I respect your privacy. That's one of the situations. It's not so much whether you're going to win. I see the situation getting ugly. So I want you to focus on praying for peace, that if God grants you that favor, it will be peace. Okay?
That's definitely what I want. I've been wanting that all the time with my ex-husband.
Right.
I want is peace.
Let me just say this to you. And I'm going to start right there. You will never get peace until you let go what he did and let him be a father, as long as safety measures is around him and his children. And let me tell you, I know what it's like to be betrayed. I know what it's like to be lied on, and I know what it's like to be kicked to the curb. And everyone that is listening live, if we disconnect, that means that Blog Talk Radio just kicked me off, but I'm going to keep speaking the word of the Lord, and those that are listening, please do not miss this. I know what it's like. You got to let go. If you don't let go, it's not going to bring peace. It ain't going to do nothing but bring a whole bunch of hell. And you don't want that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, yeah, I kind of figured that. I'm like this. If I am not part of your life in that way, just keep me out of it. Don't bring, because this happened last year, because it was trouble in my home last year. Because he happened to bring somebody in my home. Of why did you have to do that? I mean, I have accepted everything. So I know exactly what you're saying with the trouble in the home.
Right. So now that's person number two. I gave you five people. Let me say this to you, and you got to hear me good.
Okay.
You will always be involved in his life because of the kids. You've got to let go and let the peace of God come in the situation.
I truly understand. I get it. I totally get it. I get it.
If you can do it all over again, you wouldn't have had the kids and you wouldn't have had him. But you can't change that because it's already happened. So I want you to remember what I say and be faithful to the word of the Lord. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
And make sure you call back and give us an update.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. All right, and listen, one other thing.
Okay.
You gotta tone it down. Because when you get excited, everybody gets excited. Okay? So ask God for peace, even for you. All
okay.
right? I love you and God bless you. Love you and God bless you.
God bless you too.
Well, yes, thank you, Carla. Well, Blog Talk Radio didn't kick us off. It is 6:40. I thank God for all those who are through obedience faith with the show. And even, I don't forget about y'all that listen internet. Though y'all not in the switchboard, I don't talk to you, but I still see you all. And I love that you're with the show and what God is doing. For my brother, my new brother in the Lord, that gave his life to the Lord right here on the show. I thank God for what he's doing. I thank God also for every call, 832. She was on the outside, but she was still able to bless us with a scripture and to check on us. And I thank God for her. I love you all. And make sure you come back on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you all. And from my heart to your heart, be safe, and I love you all.